弟兄姊妹们平安。
You brothers and sisters.
我也越来越觉得平安最重要。
The more and more I felt peace is most important to us.
感谢神，让我们在他的里面有平安有喜乐。
We give thanks to the Lord that He give us peace and joy in Him.
我们再读一篇的诗篇。
Let us read one more psalm.
诗篇一百零三篇。
Psalm 103.
希望诗篇一百零三篇、诗篇一百十六篇能够背在我们的心里，成了我们随时的帮助。
I hope someday you can memorize Psalm 103 and Psalm 116 so that they can be our help when we need it.
我想我们就从第一节读到十四节。
We'll read Psalm 103 from verse 1 through 14.
仍然我们愿，我想我读一节，作用弟兄读一节。
And I'll read one, and Brother Zoyong will read.
我诗篇一百零三篇，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。他赦免你一切的罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。好，有读英文的圣经的就你们自己看。第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你乳婴返老还童。他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。他不长久罪悖，也不永远怀怒。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。今天我仍然是愿前一个月的纲要。
Today I want to continue to share from the message I gave last month.
因为前个月我讲完以后，有同工就给我建议说，好不好，你再继续的讲下去。
Because after I gave the message last month, some co-worker asked me to continue to complete this message.
我想前一次我所注重的就是第一段。
Last time I was focusing on the first part.
就是清洁的良心。
That is about a good conscience, a clear conscience.
第二段、第三段略略的提了一下。
I briefly mentioned the second point and the third point.
我就想到里面有很多的，我们还是可以一起的交通。
And I think there are more that we can still share here.
所以我今天就仍然用前一个月的纲要。
So I will use the same message outline as last month.
在这纲要的里面分成三段。
Still we have three parts in this outline.
第一个就是清洁的良心。
The first one is the good conscience.
这是在第一章第十二节到二十二节。
This is from chapter 1 verse 12 and until verse 22.
在提摩太前书第一章第五节里面告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5 it says,
我们要有无愧的良心，
We must have a pure heart, a good conscience,
无畏的信心，
And sincere faith,
真实的爱心，
And genuine love.
我想我们把这几个字记起来，
Let us remember these words.
让我们成了我们侍奉神的态度。
So that they will become the manner that we serve God.
也是成了我们在世为人的态度。
And that is how we should conduct ourselves.
也是我们在神的面前的态度。
That is how the, that is the attitude we should have before God.
我们有清洁的良心。
we have a good clear conscience.
我们必须要无畏的良心,
we must have a sincere and pure conscience.
我们必须要无愧的良心, and
we have to have good conscience and pure, sincere faith.
并且我们要有真实的爱心,
and we must show genuine love.
我们现在我们就看到第二段,
now we're going to look at the second point.
我们还是读几节，再读几节圣经。
Let us read some more verses from the Bible.
我们虽然刚刚已经读过，我们再读， 再挑几节再读。
Some we have read just now, but we will read again.
我们看哥林多后书第一章，
2 Corinthians chapter 1,
第23节，
verse
23. 保罗说，我呼吁神， 给我的心做见证。
Paul said, I call God as my witness that was.
我没有往哥林多去， 是为要宽容你们。
That I did not return to Corinth just to spare you.
以后我们就跳过来， 看到第二章第四节。
Now we look at chapter 2, verse 4.
我先前心里难过痛苦。
For I wrote you out of great distress.
多多的流泪,
and anguish out of heart and with many tears.
写信给你们,
not to grieve you.
不是叫你们忧愁, 乃是叫你们知道, 我格外的疼爱你们,
but to let you know the depth of my love to you.
以后我们再接下去, 看第二章, 第二章, 第二章第七节,
also chapter 2 verse 7.
他说倒不如赦免他, 安慰他,
now instead you ought to forgive and comfort him,
免得他忧愁太过,
so that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow,
甚至沉沦了,
so that he will not be overwhelmed.
那第八节, 所以我劝你们,
I urge you,
要让他们显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Therefore, to reaffirm your love for him.
是在第二段的里面, 我就说到保罗的同情的爱心。
So this second part is mainly about the compassion.
也可以说保罗有一个同情的慈悲的心怀。
Or we can say that Paul has a sympathizing, compassionate heart.
在这里有两个, 字两个词词句,
here there are two words we need to pay attention.
一个就是宽容, 一个就是赦免,
one is forbearance, the other one is forgiveness.
让我们来看保罗如何的, 为什么要宽容哥林多教会的这许许多多反对搅扰的人。
Let's see why Paul wants to forbear those in the Corinthian church that are opposing him.
他就说他宽容, 是为着要显出格外的疼爱他们。
He said that his forbearance is to show the depth of his love for them.
第二个就是说要赦免他们。
Secondly, he said forgive them.
虽然他们有许许多多的做不对的事情,
although they have wronged greatly,
应当是不可宽容的,
that they don't deserve forgiveness.
但是现在要宽容,
but now you must forgive him.
是不可赦免的,
although they should not be forgiven,
但是需要赦免,
that you need to forgive.
那怎么要赦免他们呢?
How do you forgive them?
他说要显出不移, 坚定不移的爱心。
He asked them to reaffirm their love for him.
是这是保罗显出他来一个同情的爱心。
So here Paul shows his compassionate heart.
我们要了解, 宽容不是纵容,
we must know that forbearance is not indulgence.
宽容不是叫人可自由的去犯罪,
a forbearance is not to give you a free ticket to sin.
宽容的目的呢是叫人不犯罪,
the purpose of forbearance is to help you not to sin more.
我们的主在世上的时候常常的宽容许多人,
when our Lord was on the earth, was walking on the earth, he for he forbore.
他显出他慈悲的心怀来医治许多的人。
He showed his compassion in healing so many people.
他用他的那一个圣洁的手来摸住了那个大麻风。
With his holy hand, he healed those people.
他的目的乃是要医治。
For his purpose is to heal them.
他的目的乃是要他们回到神的面前。
And he wants them to come back to the Lord.
他目的乃是要他们不再犯罪。
And he wants them to not sin anymore.
我们看到使徒约翰特别的记载两件的事情。
And we know that Apostle John he specially recorded two incidents.
在约翰福音第五章的里面就记载有38年的瘫痪的人躺在哪一个地方。
And in John chapter 5 we saw a paralytic who'd been invalid for 38 years.
耶稣医治了这个38年的病人。
And Jesus healed this person that had been sick for 38 years.
叫他起来行走。
He commanded him to stand up and walk.
但是有许多人就来反对耶稣。
And then many came opposing Jesus.
耶稣在圣殿里遇见了这一个38年的医治的病人。
And then Jesus, after that, Jesus met this healed person who had been sick for 38 years.
他就告诉他说，你不要再犯罪。
And he told him, do not sin anymore.
恐怕你遭遇的更厉害。
Or else the worst thing might happen to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们得罪了神的怜悯，神得罪了神的恩典，得罪了神的宽容，乃是叫我们能够回到他的面前。
For brother, sister, we receive God's mercy and grace and His forbearance. It is to help us to come back.
宽容不是从容。
Again, forbearance is not indulgence.
宽容乃是叫我们再不犯罪。
It is to help us not to sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我每一次的医治，每一次神的管教。
And every time God heals us or disciplines us,
神要对付我里面的那个自己对付我们里面的问题。
God must deal with the problem that is in us.
乃是要叫我更多的跟随他。
So that I will follow Him more closely.
绝对的顺服他。
Absolutely obey him.
能够完全的奉献给他。
And completely offer myself to him.
第二个例子，我们看到约翰福音第八章。
Second example we saw is in John chapter 8.
使徒约翰特别的记载这件事情。
And here Apostle John recorded another story.
那就是有一个放奸淫的妇人被带到耶稣的面前。
That is, a woman caught in the act of adultery was left before Jesus.
看看耶稣怎么样。 处理这件事情,
and the crowd wants to see how Jesus will deal with it.
若是耶稣说, 用石头把这个妇人打死他,
if Jesus said, stone this woman to death,
这许多法利赛人就说, 哦, 你说要爱心, 但是现在你竟然叫人用石头打死这个犯罪的妇人。
The Pharisees were prepared to say, hey, teacher, you talked about love, now you want to stone someone to death?
若是耶稣说你们不能够用石头打死他，他们就控告耶稣说他违反了摩西的律法。If
Jesus said, "Don't stone her to death," then they're ready to say, "Okay, teacher, you just violate the law of Moses."
在这两难之间，我们的主耶稣说，谁没有罪，谁就先拿石头打死这个犯奸淫的妇人。And
in this very delicate situation. Jesus said, those of you who have not sinned, you can stone this woman first.
所以耶稣讲完这句话的时候，除老到少，一个一个的就离开那个地方。And
after Jesus said that, starting from the old ones to the younger ones, one by one, they left the scene.
耶稣就看见众人都走了。But
Jesus saw that everyone left.
剩下几个妇人在那个地方。Only
the woman remained there.
就问他说，没有人用石头打死你。
Jesus said, no one has condemned you and stoned you.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
And neither do I condemn you.
从此以后不要再犯罪。
And go and leave your life of sin.
犯罪一个惯例。
And sin sometimes becomes our tendency.
我们早上主日课的时候就说到罪的律在我们的里面。
And this morning in the Sunday school class, we talk about this law.
我们想不犯罪。
We do not want to sin.
我们导致里面要犯罪,
but we end up sinning.
我们想要刚强, 我们却不能刚强,
we want to be strong, we end up being
我们说不要沉睡,
weak.
我们却是沉睡,
but we don't want to fall asleep, but we
这是里面的哪一个罪的律,
and this is the law of sin working.
控制了我们,
it's controlling us.
谁能够救我们脱离这屈辱的身体呢?
Who can save us? This body is bound for death.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
没有其他的方法,
there's no other way.
我们已经谋了神拯救的人,
those of us who have been saved by God.
我们已经谋了神宽容的人,
those of us who have received His mercy and forbearance. Receive His healing.
我们已经进到主里面的人, 归入他的人,
will those of us who have been baptized into Him and now a part of Him, through Him, we can overcome and not sin.
不犯罪不容易,
it is not an easy thing not to sin.
但是感谢神赐下他的圣灵在我们的里面,
but praise the Lord that He gave us Holy Spirit,
让我们能够胜过那个是生命圣灵的律,
and law of the Holy Spirit who gives life will help us overcome this law of death. And this is a precious message that Brother Wu Lei taught us in the Sunday school class from Romans chapter
7.
Again, forbearance is not to give us, let us freely sin.
神的宽容和他的教训,
for when we receive His forbearance, we also receive His teaching, so we will not sin anymore. But we still need His mercy and forbearance. For that forbearance is God's nature.
在罗马书第三章第二十五节、二十六节就说到, 因为他用忍耐宽容我们先前的罪,
in Romans chapter 3 verse 25 and 26 that in forbearance He left our sins committed beforehand unpunished.
就是先前我们所犯的罪行,
for those sinful actions we committed beforehand,
他实在是痛心,
and that really anguished Him.
他实在是 不断地在里面为我们的罪忧伤,
for He is sorrowful for the sins we committed.
但是他用忍耐的心宽容你我的罪,
but He demonstrated His forbearance toward us.
宽容你我的不是,
His forbearance toward our sins.
感谢神有这样的一个救恩的怜悯的主,
we praise the Lord that He is a gracious Lord.
他常常发出慈爱的声音,
so he speaks to us through His tender,
merciful voice.
He continues to call us to come back to Him. But we tend to stay in our sin.
但是他用宽容的心宽容我们先前所犯的罪,
showing His forbearance, He did not punish us for those sins we committed beforehand.
26节的前半句就说到, 如今在, 好在今时显明他的义,
and in also in verse 26, it says that, and now He's showing His justice.
好让叫信的人可以得着了称义,
so for those who believe will be justified.
这是我们为什么要信耶稣,
that is why we need to believe in Jesus Christ. All of us tend to think we should do good things then come to believe Jesus.
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says, no, you don't do the good things first then come to Jesus. Though we have committed many things, if we're willing to come before Him, and if we're willing to accept the salvation that He has accomplished, and to accept the blood, precious blood He shed for us,
and
by faith,
the
faith that He has completed the perfect salvation for us.
他就叫我们得称义。
And then he will justify us.
我们可以再来到神的面前。
And we can come before God.
我们可以进到父神的面前。
And we can go all the way before God.
他不纪念我们的罪。
He will not remember our sin.
就刚刚我们在诗篇103篇从第六节下面所读的。
Just as we read in Psalm 103, starting from verse 6.
神是施行公义的神。
For God is a God of righteousness.
但是为着他宽容你我,
but He also shows His mercy and forbearance.
他赦免我们的罪,
He forgives our sins.
不再纪念我们的罪,
and He remembers them no more.
让我们到他的面前如同义人一样的,
so that when we come before Him, we are like a righteous people.
但是我们不能再犯罪,
but we shall not sin anymore.
但是我们必须要行在义的路的上面,
we shall continuously walk in the path of righteousness.
年老的时候说,
so Apostle John said in his old age that those who do the right are righteous. For our Lord is righteous. So we should do the right thing.
不是说我们信了耶稣,
that is not as a believer, we should not do anything wrong. It is not that when we receive grace then we should do more sin.
保罗说,
Paul said, absolutely not. And this is a precious grace from God. And this is a precious salvation from God. Those sins that were committed beforehand were forgiven. And we're justified and we can come before God. And we have the right to come into His presence and worship Him, praise Him. For the sinners actually cannot stand in the presence of God. We have all received the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
So
with boldness, we come before God
来敬拜他,
to worship Him.
神愿意宽容,
for God is willing to forbear.
神愿意赦免,
for God is willing to forgive.
但是也要我们有宽容的心,
but He wants us to have a heart of forbearance too.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章第九节,
In our Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 and
9.
He said, blessed are the peacemakers, they should be called the sons of God. So how can we become the sons of God? Those that truly can bring peace. If we want to be peacemakers, we must have the virtue of forbearance. Especially when you serve in the church. Frankly, I'm telling you that not everyone that's in church are perfect.
我们特别在同工会的里面, 我们常常彼此的不和睦。
Especially when you will witness a disharmony in co-worker meetings.
所以我曾经就说, 我有一天到了父神面前的时候, 再不要开同工会。
So I said someday if I go before the Lord, then I will have no more of those co-worker meetings.
弟兄姊妹, 侍奉乃是一个考验。
Dear brother and sister, to serve the Lord is a test.
弟兄姊妹在一起乃是一个考验。
And when you live with brothers and sisters together, that is a test. And even the relationship between parents and children, that's a test. Between spouses, that's a test.
我们最亲密的人, 最常常来往的人,
those who are dearest to us, those who have the closest relationship with us,
我们常常是不可能,
and we show the least of forbearance toward them sometimes. So, because we saw so many of their shortcomings,
我们很清楚地看到哪一个对方要伤害我们,
and clearly we can detect that they're trying to hurt us.
所以我记得江朝朝弟兄常常说, 摩西在荆棘里面看见哪个火焰。
And Brother Joseph said, even Moses saw the fire in the bushes. But we continue to use the thorny bushes to hurt each other.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要宽容。
Brothers and sisters, we need forbearance to each other.
我们需要和睦。
We need the peace.
因为使人和睦的人必称为神的儿女。
For the peacemakers are called the sons of God.
并且主耶稣教导他的门徒说。
That the Lord Jesus also teaches his disciples.
他说你们要爱仇敌,
you must love your enemy.
要为那逼迫你们的祷告,
and pray for those who persecute you.
这样就可以做你天父的儿子。
Then you can be a children of your Father in heaven.
我就说我没有办法。
I tell myself I cannot do this.
我知道我能够做一个世界无敌的人是最好的。
If I have no enemy in this world, that would be perfect.
但是偏偏有许多的仇敌就要来攻击你。
But there are still enemies want to attack you.
但是主耶稣的话常常在我心里说爱你的仇敌。
But I kept the word of Lord in my heart, that is to love our enemies.
要为那逼迫的祷告。
And pray for those who persecute us.
我不能。
I felt I cannot do that.
或许你说你也不能。
Maybe you cannot do that either.
但是感谢神。
But give thanks to the Lord.
我实在是含着泪要做这样美好的见证。
With many tears, I have to give witness for that.
我实在常常感谢神，我能够有机会第一个传道人进到中国的大陆。
And I give thanks to the Lord that I'm probably the first minister that went to China.
在1978年可以说是一个门户那个关闭的。
Meaning that is in 1978, the open door policy was not in place yet.
若是他知道你是一个传道人，你不可能进到深圳关口进去。
And if the government figured out that you're a minister, then you will not pass the customs.
但是感谢神, 他为了开了哪一个门让我进去。
I give thanks to the Lord, for He opened the door for me in that year.
有40天的时间，我回到我自己的家乡。
And for 40 days, I stayed in my hometown.
我就特别的希望能够跟很多的弟兄姊妹能够在一起。
And I want to spend more time with brothers and sisters there.
我们要去看弟兄姊妹还是战战兢兢的。
And even with the little fear, when we visited the brother and sister there, we went with a little fear.
我们呢是在暗中的里面去跟他们有交通。
And we went there. We went to visit them kind of secretly.
有一个晚上，我就去看一位老姊妹。
One night, I went to visit an elder sister.
这位老姊妹，她有很多的弟兄姊妹就在一起，在哪个地方祷告。
In her house, many brothers and sisters gathered there to pray.
我也很小心。
And I was very careful.
我就问老姊妹说：“这些小孩子们乖不乖？”
And then I used the coded word, I asked the sister, are these children obedient?
因为我知道很多的这个消息从小孩子漏出去。
And I know that many information were leaked out by the children.
这位老姊妹就说,这些小孩子都很乖。
And she told me, all these children, they are obedient.
所以我们开始有一点的教宗。
And then we start to have fellowship.
这位老姊妹告诉我说，她不断的昼夜的每天的祷告。And
the elder sister told me that she continuously prayed.
看来是流泪的祷告。Day
and now, day and night, with many tears, she prayed.
她就求神，有一天能够自由的能够敬拜神。She
asked that someday that the Christians can freely worship God in China.
基督徒在这样的情况的里面。
In those difficult situations, the Christians are still praying for those who persecute him. Without complaint, she prayed for those who were persecuting him.
我们今天都非常的高兴地说，在中国有多少千万的基督徒。
And today, we with great joy, we know there are tens of millions of Christians in China today.
这乃是许许多多的流泪祷告的所种下的种子。
And this is the fruit of the seeds planted by all those tearful prayers.
乃是有许多的流他的血汗所种下的种子。
And these seeds were planted by many prayers with blood and tears.
在历史上是这样。
And this is a historically it's true.
现在是这样。
Even now it's still true.
将来还是这样。
In the future it will remain true.
我不能。
Even I cannot.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
靠着那爱我们的主, 他能够叫我们。
Through our Lord who loves us, He will give us ability.
在哪一个时候我遇见这许多的弟兄姊妹。
At that time I met these brothers and sisters.
从来没有抱怨过中国的政府。
And I did not hear a complaining word from them about the government.
他乃是用他的真诚来帮助他们的国家。
With sincerity, they try to help their country.
也是我的国家。
And that's my country too.
他仍然不断地求神来带领他们。
And without ceasing, they ask God to guide those who are
in power. 能够行走在爱心的道路上。
And they continue to walk in the way of love.
弟兄姊妹, 爱乃是一个基督徒的美德。
Brother and sister, love is a virtue of a
believer.
Forbearance is a demonstration of the life, a Christ's life
in us. To give
others an opportunity that they can repent. If we do not show forbearance, then we actually corner these other people. You must give him room.
人必须有所有时间,
and you must give him time.
但是需要彼此的有让对方有空间。
We should give a mutual margin or room to each other.
彼此叫对方有时间,
and give each other time.
这是主耶稣教训我们的真理说, 你们要彼此的相爱。
For our Lord teaches the truth that we must love each other.
我们彼此相爱不是爱我所爱的人。
It is not just to love those that love us.
我们彼此相爱呢是爱我们不可爱的人。
We also need to love those who are not lovable.
我们彼此相爱呢是需要彼此的宽容。
To love each other, we must have forbearance with each other.
但是感谢神，保罗在这里给我们做了一个榜样。
Give thanks to God that Paul set an example for us.
我们看到哪一个哥林多后书的背景?
If we look at the background of 2 Corinthians,
我们看见哥林多前书所写的许多的问题。
And we already know that all the problems mentioned in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多的教会有很多的人才。
And there are many talents in the Church of Corinth.
哥林多教会里面有很多的财富。
And there are much wealth. Spiritual wealth in the Church of Christ.
但是哥林多教会的许多弟兄姊妹做了不可宽容的事情。But
a lot of brothers and sisters in the Corinthian church, they committed unforgivable sins.
但是我们亲爱的保罗弟兄他仍然地告诉哥林多教会的人说他是要宽容他们。But
our dear brother Paul, he said, you must forgive and comfort them.
他们就说为什么保罗不来。
They asked Paul, oh, why you didn't come to us?
这个人说话, 是而又非,
oh, for you did not keep your word.
在23节说, 他不去, 不到哥林多地方去, 乃是为着宽容他们。
And Paul told them, I did not come to you because I want to spare you.
乃是要显明他格外宠爱他们。
Because I want to show the depths of my love to you.
我们的保罗, 使徒保罗, 正是他有父母的心。
For Apostle Paul, he has a mind of how do we know that his depths of love toward the Corinthians? He must have the mind and heart of a parent. And those of you who are parents should have this experience. Probably for our generation is more stern.
我不是很常打小孩子。
I don't really physically discipline the
children. 但是我很严格地管教他们。
But I do treat them with sternness.
有时候管教他们的时候, 打是小孩子的肉体上的痛。
But sometimes spanking will introduce some physical pain.
但是父母的心乃是打小孩子的时候乃是自己心里的痛。
But if a parent spanks the children, he also has anguish in his heart.
有时候我们要管教。
And sometimes we really need to discipline the children.
但是有时候我们需要宽容。
But in other times we need to show forbearance.
让他们有转回的机会。
To give them room, opportunity to repent.
保罗实在是一个做父亲的心怀。
So Paul indeed has a mind of a father.
他在哥林多前书第四章第十五节说一句话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he said,
他说做师父的有一望。
Even though you may have 10,000 guardians in Jesus,
但是为父的却不多。
You don't have many fathers.
我们做师父的或教人的很容易。
Being a guardian or a teacher, it's much easier.
我想我们每一个人都有个本性, 愿意做师父。
For we have a tendency to want to be a teacher.
我们自己去想一想, 我们是不是想
And we're so willing to tell other to teach other people.
我不瞒弟兄姊妹, 年纪越大越想管人。
Honestly, I'll tell you, the older you get, the more tendency you have to teach people.
特别怕老太婆。
And especially the older women.
老公公也会, 但是好一点。
Men have that tendency too, but a little less.
但是真正的年纪越大, 又能够像一个父亲不多。
But for an elderly person to be acted like a father,
他是一个做父亲,
that's rare. But Paul is a real father.
一个牧养的带领教会人，不是来管制人。
He said, I'm not to lord over your faith.
谁能够成了领袖弟兄姊妹的带领?
And who wants to be a true leader?
你们将来要请一个牧师，要请一个怎么样的牧师?
And later on, if we have a pastor here, what kind of pastor should he be?
不要选哪一个扫罗一样的那个王。
Let us not get a Saul here.
那就要像大卫的一样的性格。
He should be like David, with David's nature.
诗篇103篇说, 父亲怎样连续他的儿女, 耶和华也必连续敬畏他的人。
For in Psalm 103, you just read, the compassion that the father shows his children, that's the compassion the Lord shows to his children.
我们不要想到父亲就是很凶的。
And we tend to be harsh.
但是父亲的心有时候常常一个慈怀的心不表现出来。
But even a father's kindness and mercy, it's not easily visible.
但是需要一个父亲的情怀。
But you must have a mind of a father.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章, 保罗说自己是一个母亲。
And also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul mentioned that he also is a mother to
his children. 他说我用奶喂你们。
He said, I treated you with milk.
你们去看哥林多后书, 哥林多前书, 看帖撒罗尼迦前书, 你看看保罗是一个怎样的人。
If you read more of 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians, you'll find out the mind of parents. When I read the book of Romans, I felt Paul is a very strict person.
我特别这几年读到哥林帖撒罗尼迦前书前后书，有时候读到哥林多后书的时候，我就觉得保罗是一个非常慈悲怜悯的人。
And these years after I read more about 2 Corinthians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, I felt that Paul is indeed a gentle, a compassionate person.
他告诉哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹说，我是为了宽容，乃是格外的宠爱你们。
He told the Corinthian church that I did not come, I forbear you to show my love to you.
父母爱你们。
Just like a father loving his children, I love you. Secondly, we look at how we should forgive.
他说赦免要显出坚定不移的爱心。
Paul instructs them to forgive the person and reaffirm his love for their love for him.
我想我没有时间的去更仔细的讲。
I cannot go into too much details.
我只说赦免是不再追究以往。
I would say that to forgive, that is to wipe those instances from your memory.
赦免是忘记以往。
To forget those things happened in the past.
赦免要连着忘记。
Forgiveness must be associated with forgetting things.
在我们实际的生活上, 我们能够赦免人,
if we can forgive people in our daily life,
我们不容易忘记我们赦免人的事情。
But we tend not to forget those wrong things that those people did.
但是赦免是忘记一切。
But to forgive, you must forget everything.
赦免乃是听从神的话。
To forgive is to obey God's word.
在主导文的里面说，我们求父神，求神说，免我们的罪，如同免我们的罪，如同我们免了别人的罪。
And just as the Lord teaches how to pray, forgive us as we forgive those who debt us.
我们若是不能够赦，我们已经得着了神的赦免。
If we receive forgiveness from God,
我们若是不是从心里来赦免人的。 就不算是神的儿女。
And then we do not forgive others from our heart, then we're not worthy to be children of God.
但是虽然我们赦免，我们不容易忘记。
Sometimes we forgive, but we still tend to remember things.
所以我常常就说, forgive is forget.
You must remember, forgive is forget.
这是我自己的话。
And maybe I invented myself.
但是若是我们把那个事情仍然放在你我的心中,
if you keep those incidences still in your mind,
这个事情乃是要在我们里面发酵,
and those things will ferment in your heart,
我成了你我的重担,
and it will become a burden on your shoulder.
多少的人不能够好像这个人不释放的人,
and you see so many people, they were not set free.
他可能在基督教的教育的里面，他说要赦免人。
Although he knows the doctrine of forgiveness,
但是他确实不能够忘记人得罪我。
But he never forgets how people wronged him in the past.
他永远是一个愁苦的人。
So he always lives in a sorrow.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经说，一个不感恩的人是一个痛苦的人。
Brother and sister, I used to say an ungrateful people is he lived in pain.
常常感恩的人乃是一个喜乐的人。
If you always give thanks and grateful, you will have great joy.
我今天也说，若是不忘记的人，也是一个愁苦的人。
I will tell you today that if you do not forgive, you will remain in sorrow.
若是能够赦免人，忘记人的对我的错处，乃是一个喜乐的人。
And if you forgive people and remember not those wrongs they did in the past, you shall receive true joy.
实在，我希望本来讲讲第三段。
And then now I want to look at the third part.
我还是要停下来。
But I felt I should stop here.
我就说到我年纪渐渐的大。
As I'm becoming older.
我年纪不是渐渐的大，我渐渐的老迈。
I should say I'm a senior citizen.
走也走不动,
I cannot walk that good anymore.
说话也说不清楚,
and sometimes
my脑筋也不清楚,
and sometimes I don't remember things well.
我就很多的事情很难记得,
and I have problem remembering things lately.
我本来就想到讲到第三段的时候有两节的圣经不容易背我以后会背, 但是背不得记不得。
And I memorized two scriptures just for the third point, but I probably don't remember that well.
那就我就拿一个这个卡片就写在这里。
Although I memorized them before, but I don't remember the very well.
我就讲到第三段的时候，这个我就拿起来，可以帮助我 可以读出来。
So I have this note that will help me to remember the verses.
这个是因为我年纪渐渐的大了，很多记忆里就现在很多东西忘了。
And that's because I'm getting older, so my memory is some kind of
fault.
But I have these notes to help me.
弟兄姊妹，你们最好也要，虽然你们年轻，最好也要一个卡片，把你们的圣经节有所可写下来。
Even if you're younger, you can still also use these notes to help you memorize these verses.
有些圣经节太宝贵了。
For these verses are very precious.
你可以写的也常常的背，常常读。
If you write them down on a piece of paper, you can read them, you can memorize them.
年老的时候占便宜。
And then at your old age, it will help you.
你就不会忘记。
Then you will not tend to forget.
但是忘记也有个好处。
But sometimes being forgetful can also help.
我现在人的名字也忘了。
Lately, I also sometimes forget people's names.
很多人就打电话给我说，你以前那个在哪个地方，他打电话给我，我说。
Sometimes when people call me and said, we met you in so and so place. I don't even remember that happened. But all these outward things are start to flee from my memory. And I have to ask your forgiveness that sometimes those good things you did to me I also forgot.
但是你们给我的不好，我也忘记了。But
on the other hand, those things around me, I also forgot.
但是有一件事情我不能忘。But
there's one thing we should not forget.
我常常在临危的时候，我还是记得，那我所相信的救我的主耶稣基督。When
I am in great danger and distress, I will remember our Lord, who is my Savior.
他是我的牧人。He's
my shepherd.
让我能够越来越变成单纯。So
that I ask him to make me more pure.
我若是不变成单纯，就变成鬼怪。If
I don't have a pure heart, I'll go astray.
但愿我们能够赦免人。May
we forgive others.
我们也能够忘记许许多多不好的事情。And
also forget those things that people around us.
让我们来到神的面前。
Let us come before God
如同一个小孩子一样,
just like a child
我们一个单纯的心怀,
with pure heart
我们心中得救的释放,
and we'll be set free
我们心中得救的喜乐,
and we shall receive joy
我们的主耶稣生命在我们里面发展,
for the life of Jesus Christ will grow in us
主耶稣复活的生命在我们里面长大,
this life of resurrection.
许多不好的事情不能够发酵在我们的内心。
Don't let those bad things ferment in your heart.
我们能够在主里面享受我们的安息的人生。
So that we will enjoy the peace and joy in Christ.
这是神赐给我们在世界上的福分。
And this is a blessing you will only find in God.
这个是最大的福分。
And this is the greatest blessing that we can have.
当我们有一天见到他面的时候,
someday when we stand before him,
我们看见他的笑容, 我们满足了。
And we shall be satisfied when we see his smile.
我们低头就祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
恩主，我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious Lord, we give you thanks.
你仍然把宝贵的话借着使徒保罗向我们说明。
And through Apostle Paul, you give us so many precious words.
好让我们能够在他的经历里面也成了我们的经历。
We pray that his experience will become our experience.
求主帮助我们能够有个清洁的良心。
Help us, Lord, to have a good, clear conscience.
有一个慈悲的爱心。
And a compassionate heart.
也叫我们有一个夸胜的信心。
And also a concrete faith.
保守我们的心怀意念。
Help us to guard our heart
在你的里面,
in you.
靠耶稣基督的名求的,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.